Of the 10 highest teen pregnancy rates in California, 6 are in the San Joaquin Valley. That's a stat that is sobering. It's also something that kicks off a new series of reports in the Fresno Bee from Mackenzie Mays, who's looking at teen pregnancy and sex education in local schools. She joins us now on Valley Edition. Mackenzie, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to start out with the story of the young teen mom who was featured in the first of your stories that kicked off this series. She was forced out of her school and into a different education program due to her pregnancy. Tell us about her and what happened.
Yeah, so Graciela found out she was pregnant when she was 14. She was going to middle school in Central Unified District. And she just talked about how it was actually the administration, so like a school counselor, who said you should wear extra layers to cover your belly bump and, you know, you should probably not eat lunch in the cafeteria because the other girls are going to look at you and think it's okay to be pregnant. So eventually that counselor told her she should go to an adult school, which is a big change for a 14-year-old girl. So she just talked about how she felt like she was seen as propaganda. And it turns out that the ACLU sort of already knew all about that. There's an entire report about something they call push out, which is what happens to these young girls.
So this is a thing that goes beyond just her case.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. Usually as a reporter, you find a report like that and then look for somebody that it happened to. And for me, it was backward. I heard this really compelling story and then found out it was a trend.
So what happened with her and her education after that point?
She persisted, luckily. She ended up, she talks about doing homework in the middle of the night with her baby crying at 14, and she graduates early at 17. So she went to the adult school, and it was sort of like you go once a week and get packets of homework. And now she's a student at Fresno City College.
Was that an official district policy of Central Unified?
No. That breaks federal laws. You know, there are Title IX protections that say you cannot pressure a teenage girl to go to different schools. So, you know, their comment was that doesn't reflect the district standards.
And that was the district's response in this case. Were there other incidents that we know of locally like that?
There are other incidences in the ACLU report, and that report just focuses on the Central Valley. So that was something that they knew to be true. And they don't, you know, go through and name these women, but they definitely had very similar stories to Graciela's.
So this stat of the 10 highest teen pregnancy rates in California, so many of them in the Valley, are we talking about counties, cities, school districts? What's the frame that we're looking at there?
Yeah, we're looking at counties. So the problem, I guess, is that people are so used to teen pregnancy, right? It's like, it's 2017. Why are you writing about teen pregnancy? It kind of seems like an old topic. But even though we have historic all-time lows nationally and statewide, the Valley is not making that same progress. And so there are questions about what's causing that. Is it poverty? Is it conservative politics and sort of a pushback on sex education? And so we're trying to look at why we're not making the same progress as everyone else.
Are we seeing a change in the trend even locally among those? If we're by, you know, 6 out of 10, 60% of the highest, again, 6 out of 10 of those leading counties in the state for teen pregnancy, are we seeing it drop here, or is it even rising?
Some counties are seeing drops, yeah, but they're not as big as what we are seeing in other counties, and it's always sort of been clustered for the past few decades right around our area. You know, the top 10 has not changed much, basically.
So you hinted at some of the whys there. What have you found in your reporting along those lines?
Yeah, so, I mean, Fresno Unified, fourth largest school district in California, a couple years ago when we had cutbacks and budget problems, we laid off all of our sociology for living teachers, and they were the only teachers that were teaching sex ed. So therefore, while students were not learning about sex ed at all, and then nearby at Clovis Unified, there was a big court case where parents sued because they were sending home lessons that compared girls who had sex to, you know, a dirty shoe. You know, if you're not a virgin, you know, here's a virgin is a clean shoe. You know, some really problematic things. So this is kind of the very recent history we have. And now a law is setting to mandate that we teach that.
Are local districts in compliance with that law now at this point, or is it too soon to say?
They say they are, and they have to be, right? But it's like any other lesson, and that's part of my story, too, is some of the advocates are concerned. You know, I don't have any reports of them not complying with the law, but how do we know teachers are teaching science? You know, we don't have anyone sitting there and sort of hovering over these subjects, and it's a subject that can get personal, you know.
Now, that the teen mom that you mentioned starting out this story, what was response like to her story as you shared it with your readers?
Oh my gosh, it was so great. We were so pleasantly surprised by that because we knew it was a hot topic. But her story was so compelling, and I spent a lot of time with her, and she's so sweet and really trying to make her life and her daughter's life as good as possible. And we got so many offers to help her that she ended up trying to, she set up a GoFundMe and had never done that before. But it just kind of streamlined those requests. And she ended up raising like more than $4,000 just for her and her child. You know, now she says she can get a car, just people pouring in to say, we want to give something to her to make her life easier.
How challenging has it been to report on this story? Reporting on education is very difficult. You do a great job on it in general. We know that through your reporting on Fresno Unified and other things over the years. How difficult is this story, since it's such a hot-button issue? This is a generally conservative area. Has there been pushback?
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to some of my voicemails, you know, some of them are not positive. But then there are people who think it's time that we talk about it. And actually, the next part of my series is about the pushback, and it is giving voice to the people who don't believe in sex ed. And there are a lot of people here who think that's an issue that should stay within the home and within the family. And so we're going to try to touch on that, too. But I'm just trying to focus on telling the true stories of the young women who have really been impacted by that, you know.
Are there any other regions in the state that are dealing with a problem like this on the same scale as we have in the Valley, or is this truly an outlier?
Yeah, no, this is it. We're it. You know, we keep hearing these reports every year about nationwide how great the teen pregnancy rates are declining. And statewide, you know, California is praised across the country for how progressive we are with our sex ed and the increases we've made and sort of doing better, but we're sort of this big red blip in the in the map of all that progress.
The California Department of Public Health has also called out this area for a very high incidence of a number of sexually transmitted diseases. Do the health professionals you've talked to and the educators you've talked to, do they see those two as being linked?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's part of sex ed. And I have heard that if actual sex hasn't been taught in schools, that at least you're teaching STDs usually. But what I'm hearing from advocacy groups is that it's the scare tactics that a lot of teachers in the past would just show these, you know, stage 10 STD photographs to kids to really scare them, but didn't really teach you what leads up to that, right? So don't do this. And, you know, here are the early signs. So I think we, for sure, we're hoping that the sex ed law will also help take care of those STD rates.
When's your next piece coming out?
That's a great question.
Soon.
No, yeah, maybe this weekend. I'm working on it. We've done three pieces, and we're just going to keep writing them until there's nothing more to write.
Mackenzie Mays of the Fresno Bee has a new multi-part series that is out now and is rolling out online at fresnobee.com and in the paper about teen pregnancy and sex education in local schools. Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.